You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:10 PM with Ollie Pimlott, John Budden and Rory Delaghi in the studio. A very good Sunday of racing to look forward to as well. It's the Northern Lights Series Finals Day at Carlisle. That card also includes a listed mare's chase. We've got a decent card at Leicester as well on the domestic front, and a very, very good card over in Ireland from Fairy House. A card that includes three Grade Ones and plenty of other good racing as well. So we're going to look ahead to the best of that. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Pretty good. Good Saturday's action today.
Superb. Very good. We'll just take a little glance back at some of the highlights from a super Saturday before moving on to a superb Sunday. We'll start at Newcastle, where Bouver Dare, the champion hurdler, made his reappearance in the fighting fifth hurdle, and you can't help be impressed in the way he won the race. I know the people crib the form slightly because Irving, whilst he's twice a winner of the fighting fifth, probably just short of that top level.
Yeah.
Bouver Dare came there cruising on the bit, and he's won unchallenged. He's shortened as a result of that on the back of that for the champion hurdle. He's now 7-2. Visually very, very impressive.
Travelled strongly throughout. Always in the winner, do a little bit too much. Barry Gowdy was having to take a pull from an early stage just to keep him settled and relaxed. Yes, again, the form's probably not that strong, but Flying Tiger, he's had a run this year, finishing third in the elite at Wincanton, where he ran well. Again, he got a bit tired, just didn't see his race out. But Irvin, this time of year is his best time of year, and like you say, won the race in 2014, 2016, just not in champion hurdle class like Bouver Dare is. And a few people were saying it's a disappointing Grade One, but you've got the champion hurdler in the contest. Be great to see him and Faheen against each other at some point. Hopefully they both get to the track in one piece, but like I say, it's going to be an absolutely fascinating race if they do.
Yeah, Faheen 6-4 at the top of the market for the champion hurdle, 7-2 now Bouver Dare, so then 10-1 for York Hill, 12-1 Mellon, Defi de Soy is 14-16 for Min, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Plenty of water to go under the bridge. I know it's early days yet, James, but do you think it is between the big two in the market there?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. Because the other ones that we've got there have got kind of alternative races. You'd imagine they'd be targeted at York Hill, Defne Soleil, Min, etc. Mellon, obviously, that would be the main one. You'd imagine Chapman Heller would be his target. But at those prices, to be honest, Mark, 7-2, I'd say Bouver Dare would be the one for me, because Faheen's obviously missed a whole year. He's got injury problems, and touchwood, he'll make Cheltenham safe and sound, but we're betting anti-post, and there's a long way to go till March. And Bouver Dare had a treble-free season last year, chasing then back over hurdles, and it was impressive today. So definitely, at those prices, 7-2, I think that's a little bit of value, Mark.
All right, let's move on to the action from Newbury. That's that was the highlight at Newcastle. At Newbury, the big race was the 3 o'clock. It's the race that used to be the Hennessy, a Grade 3 handicap of 3.25 miles. Great finish of the race as well. Whisper out in front, reeled in late on by Total Recall, a winner in the race for Willie Mullins there. And Total Recall on the back of that has been given a quote for the Cheltenham Gold Cup at 20-1. Whisper shorter in the betting at 12-1 for the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Obviously, he's got Cheltenham form to his name, I suppose.
Well, Whisper was giving him a stone, yeah. A lot of weight, and Kick Clear looked like he was going to hold on. Total Recall, excellent training performance, once again advertising Willie Mullins' skills. Obviously, we don't really need to advertise it, but it's improved immensely. Two starts now for the yard and two impressive successes. Won the Munster National pretty impressively 55 days ago. Here in the Hennessy, they went hard early on. I was saying on the radio station earlier on, it paid to be prominent at Newbury this weekend. Beer goggles made all the running. Old Guard, Highbridge were always handy, but five or six of them really wanted to be handy down that back straight the first time. Conagree, who obviously his main aim is to go out and destroy the opposition. Briony Frost and Present Man, Double Ross, they're all very, very handy, very keen to keep going from the front. I think they went off a little bit too hard, and probably those ridden a little bit more patiently were able to pick up the pieces. But Total Recall, he's done very, very well, but he's very well handicapped. A stone higher. Whisper, you'd have to say that they met on level terms. You'd still be a Whisper because he's quick and clear from the last. I think just that weight told in the closing stages. But a brilliant a race and, like I say, a cracking result for William Allens.
Mm. Total Recall, the winner beat Whisper with Regal Encore in third and Bracador back in fourth. 92 favourite, 8-1, 66-1 and 33-1 the SPs there in the 3 o'clock at Newbury. But do make sure you check the rest of the results because we did pay seven places on the 3 o'clock here at William Hill, so I can't tell you what they are at the moment. In fact, I can because the full result has now been confirmed. Talk about timing. So if you back Pilgrim's Bay, who finished fifth, Mr. Approach, who finished sixth, Potter's Legend, who was seventh, you will get paid out on those as well because we paid first seven here at William Hill. So.
Yeah, and I'd upgrade the sixth and seventh, Mr. Approach and Potter's Legend. They were probably those that fared best out of those ridden handily, especially Mr. Approach, who made quite a big race move on the back straight under Dickie Johnson. I think there could be a nice handicap in the seven-year-old Mr. Approach, so keep an eye out on him.
All right. Any other races, any other winners stand out to you on the card at Newbury on Saturday?
Well, another Saturday, Bryony Frost, after two narrow defeats on Black Courton in Warrior's Tale, which was unlucky with a loose horse. She got the Saturday winner on Old Guard. Getting a lot of publicity as Bryony, but she gave out an absolutely cracking ride, always in the right place. And step up to 2.5 miles in suit Old Guard, who obviously was a previous Greatwood winner, but just got outpaced when third in that race at Cheltenham last month, but made amends there today. Highbridge, Alex Ferguson, riding for the family, gave that one a good ride from the front. He's had a good year, third to Elgin, that form really, really working out well for Ascot. I think that everything is bolting up in that race, so like I say, sometimes it can follow strong handicaps like that.
Yeah, Highbridge, the winner there, 9-4, beat Charlie Parks, who I thought ran well on his reappearance as well, and Poppy K back in third position. And just to highlight that form from Ascot that James was just talking about, the 4th of November in the William Hill Handicap Hurdle, great name for a race, it's always going to work out. Elgin won, Limited Reserve second, they've both won since. Highbridge was third, he's now won.
Air Horse One let the form slightly. He was only third today at Newbury, but like I say, that's a real strong form, and it's really working out well.
Mm. So that is the best of the action really from Saturday. We're going to move on to Sunday's action now. We've got some real good stuff to look forward to. James has focused on a couple of races on the domestic front. We'll obviously hear the thoughts of Andy Holding on Fairy House on his podcast. There's also video previews from Sir Anthony McCoy on the website as well. He's looking ahead to the three Grade 1 races at Fairy House, but we can't ignore them entirely, James, on this podcast, so we'll have a little bit of a look at them. The 1 o'clock on the card there at Fairy House is the Royal Bond 2-mile Grade 1 Novice Hurdle, and Mengli Khan, the favourite, at 2-1. 7-2 for McKitterix. Red Jack 7-2, 4-1 Larichberg, Early Doors 10-1, and 14s or bigger for the others.
Yeah, fascinating little race there, isn't it? Horse I liked on the flat, but didn't really ever fulfil his potential for Hugo Palmer, was Mengli Khan. Actually sent off in quite a short price for the race and post-trophy in his two-year-old days. Hurdling took a little while to get going. His first couple of attempts, no good, but this year, freshened up, another year on his back. He's 2 from 2. Gordon Nennett's got him in great form, and I was really impressed about our latest win. So I think he's going to be pretty hard to beat. Out of the JP McManus trio, I think Larichberg for Joseph O'Brien's probably got the best form on offer. Has been off for 125 days. Interesting to see how he copes after that break. But he could be interesting, and for me is the main danger to Mengli Khan, who could be an eye-catching prospect.
Okay. The 130 is the Hatton's Grace at Fairy House. Always a very good race to look forward to. And the market this year headed by joint favourites at the time of recording this, Nichols Canyon and Apples Jade, 6-4 both of them. 7-1 then Super Sunday. Chileos Emery is 14s, 18s Augusta Kate and 25s or bigger for the other two. Last year's winner, Apples Jade, bidding to win this race for a second year in succession, but she takes on a pretty useful performer there in Nichols Canyon. Do you see it between the two?
Yeah, and realistically it's probably going to be a match. Augusta Kate on her day, she's a big price tomorrow, but she's not a bad sort, but realistically it's between those top two in the market. Apples Jade last year, it took Gordon a little while to get the hang of how to train Apples Jade. Obviously she was previously with Willie Mullins, and she got beat on her first run of the season, yet this year no mistake, she was a pretty impressive winner the other day. I was, I'd say, seriously impressed with her turn of foot from the last. So she's got Race Fitness on side over Nicholas Canyon. It's his first run for 220 days. She's only had 3 weeks since her reappearance, so she's fitter. She's getting the 7 pound and a decent mare like we've seen with Annie Power. They're very, very hard to beat. So Apples Jade, for me, is definitely the one over Nicholas Canyon.
All right. Look at the recent winners. It was, I was going to say, I thought it was more dominated by William Mullins.
No, for once, it's not a Mullins grade one as such. And Arctic Fire and Cyderpoor in the last 6 years, there was two wins. Jeski for Jessie Harrington. Obviously, Apples Jade herself won it last year for Gordon Elliott.
Mm. The other grade one on the card there is the Dridmore Novice Chase, betting at the moment, headed by, it will be headed by Death Duty, I imagine, suspended at the moment here, for whatever reason. In fact, it's just come back. 4-6 Death Duty, Rathvinden 4-1, 5-1 Denaria de Zerbo, 14 Snow Falcon, 16s or bigger for the other two. Death Duty always had a pretty lofty reputation as a hurdler last year.
Yep.
Going into the Cheltenham Festival, Gordon Elliott, there were rumours that he thought that was his best chance of a Cheltenham Festival winner. Made a decent enough start of offences as well. Can he live up to the hype, do you think?
2 from 2. I think it could be a Giggenstein hat-trick tomorrow in those grade ones. They've got some excellent chances, and Death Duty looks to have an obvious one here. They've got half a field, to be honest, in this race. They've got the two on the bottom as well, Shattered Love and Denara Desabo. But Death Duty, the clear number one. Davy Russell on board. And I think it's going to be pretty hard to beat. So I'll be sticking with Death Duty to give the Giggenstein hat-trick.
Yeah. I've always liked Denaria de Zerbo.
Getting a lot of weight.
Yeah.
10 stone 9, 11 stone 10 for Death Duty. And Jack Kennedy, man of the moment, £15 as well. I think it could be a close-run thing, but I don't think Death Duty, I'd be surprised if he got beat.
Yeah, I would agree with that as well. I'm just interested to see how she gets on Sunday afternoon. Right, that's the stuff over in Ireland. Just a little brief look at that because we didn't want to ignore all that good stuff. But James has gone into a little bit more detail on some of the domestic stuff. Good racing at Carlisle, and one of the big races on their card is a Listed Mares Chase. 2.5 miles the trip. This is the 120. We've got 5 runners set to go to post for this one. And with all that good racing over in Ireland, William Mullins has still decided to send one over to Carlisle. And it's going to be favourite here, isn't it? Benny Dedier.
Yeah, but it's a competitive mare's chase, so I couldn't rule out too many of them. Obviously, William Mullins sends her over. He's got a lot of mares in the stable, so plenty of options for these kind of contests. And Benny Des Dio, 1 win over fences, that's 339 days ago, won pretty nicely as well, but that's I'd say not like the most experienced mare, and obviously picking up a slight setback meant that she's coming here off just the back of 1 run, so not that experienced, and that could be key for last but not least, who's won her last 3 hurdles for Donna McCain. Runs in the very famous red rum colours of Ginger McCain. And last but not least is very interesting. I'm going to go for the other one, Takenda, who's only had 4 starts. And interesting, very, very rare. 2 runs in bumpers and straight over fences for Auntie Honeyball. And won pretty nicely at Fontwell last time out 23 days ago. Really impressed with that. The form's decent enough for Mayor's grade. Annie Honeyball's in good form. Regal and Cora ran a cracker to finish 3rd in the big race today, at 6-6-1. And Takenda is my selection to overturn the Mullins hot pot in Benny Des Dio. The other two, Verona Opera and Caroline, they're decent enough in their grade, but they might just not be quite up to this level.
Okay. The other race you picked out, James, is the 145 at Leicester. Veterans Handicap Chase, 2 3/4, or, well, extended 2 miles and 3/4. The extended two... what am I trying to say, James? The extended
just 2 miles, 6.5 furlong contest.
The extended 2 3/4 miles. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a nice veterans chase at right. Leicester. Plenty of prize money as well. 30 grand. It's a good little contest. Run for Pele. One of the left Rebecca Curtis' stable. Made a winning debut for Tom George at Aintree. But I think he was lucky, to be honest, 5 weeks ago, because... he's certainly going to be rivaled when the main danger came down. And like I say, Duran Fapelli gone up in a handicap for that, which would be a little bit of a concern. He's got plenty of weight, 11 stone 12 tomorrow. Gasline Boy was the one that looked likely to win the race when coming down for Ian Williams at Aintree. He's gone up in a handicap a fair bit. And I'm going to take a chance on the old boy Astrakad, who was 3rd in that contest at Aintree. That was his 2nd run of the season. He might well have improved for that for Nigel Twiston Davis. He's a horse who's getting plenty of weight, 10 stone 8, so that's £18. Then the £3 claim, so £21 from the run for Pelly. I've got to overturn a bit of form, 12 lengths behind him last time out. I think out of the prices, Astrocard is the one that can overturn the form. And we've got a few other ones to keep an eye on. Fox Appeal, very consistent for M. Lavelle and Nick Schofield, one of the youngest in the field at just 10-year-old. This one's generally there or thereabouts. He ran up to his mark. Masters Hill for Colin Tizard. Got to bounce back from a disappointing effort when well beaten last time out, but he's got plenty of back class. Grandad's horse, similar comments apply to him. So only six runners in the veterans chase at Leicester tomorrow, but it's a fascinating little contest. Ron Fapelli obviously going to be a pretty warm favourite because of that winning return for Rebecca Curtis, and arguably still were handicapped some of his old form in the old days. But I like Astrocard, and getting £21 with Jamie Bargrave's £3 claim, I think he might overturn the form.
You like these veterans chases, you don't you?
Yeah, you know the horses, don't you?
Yeah.
You see him time and time again. There's no surprises. There's not anything that's massively unexposed that you don't know about. And they generally run their race. So I quite like the veterans chases as I decide to wreck the studio.
Yeah, you're just smashing the place up as we come to a conclusion. I'm going to come up with a new plan.
A new plan?
Yeah. I'm going to farm all the veterans races. I'm going to get really lightly raced 10-year-olds.
Well, there is the odd one pops up that's had a lot of injury problems.
Yeah.
But I say, especially when 2018 comes around, you've got your new crop of 10-year-olds that are eligible for it. You might get a few more that are very likely race. But it's a concept that's worked really well. Good prize money. Always on a Sunday as well. And it certainly catches the eye.
Yeah, good stuff. So out of the selections there, James, which would be the strongest?
I'm going to go for Takenda, actually, as my nap of those two. I think she's got a cracking chance, a 5-year-old at Carlisle.
Well, good stuff. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy it on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Ollie Pimlott will be in the studio on Sunday with John Budden and Rory DeLaghi. Carlisle, Leicester and Fairy House, the three meetings, and it's live from 12:10 PM, so do join them on William Hill Racing Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.